Hey everyone, this is Rebecca DeFabio and welcome back. Today I finally have to share with you guys this secret to accomplishing all of your goals by the magical dry erase board that I recently discovered a couple months ago. And basically I was prompted to purchase this dry erase board. It's not actually magical, but in a way it's magical. I'll get into that. But basically, I had a lot of ambitions and goals, and I felt like I was just never satisfied at the end of every week what I had accomplished, and I was lacking direction and any kind of structure or anything to my life, pretty much. So I decided, knowing that I am list-oriented and I'm very visual, and maybe you are too, so this could really help, I think, a lot of people. I decided to buy this dry erase board. And I, as you can see in this picture, I wrote down, every week I write down all my goals for the week. And this isn't just writing related. It's also fitness related. It can be, you know, it's really just any goals that you want for the week. But specifically for my writing, that's pretty much what I'm referring to, is I was just like lost every week and not knowing what I should accomplish and what should I work on and so many things. So this is a huge help, guys. I mean, as soon as I started doing this, and maybe it's my OCD seeing this list. I think that's why I'm list oriented, because I just see this giant list of things that I need to do. And I just, like, as soon as I check something off, it feels amazing. So I see this list of all my weekly goals every day. I keep it in the living room in front of my face so I can see it all the time. It started up in my bedroom, and I would really only see it like when I'm brushing my teeth or like doing my hair in the morning. And that's it. And then at night when I'm getting ready for bed, I'm like, oh crap, I didn't finish this thing. So on the dry erase board. So now it is in the living room. And so I see it. I mean, I'm in the living room / kitchen area more often than I am just like chilling upstairs by the like sink in the bedroom. So I fully recommend keeping it in a place that you are more often, so that you can always see and remind yourself what you want to accomplish. And as soon as I started doing this, everything started like working out so great. I knew exactly what I needed to do every single week. I have these boxes and little lists that I check off every time I accomplish something, and it feels amazing. And I've been able to accomplish some long-term goals by breaking the long-term goals up into short-term goals. Because sometimes, like, for example, like writing my book, I could think of that as my goal, and it used to scare me really bad because it was such a giant goal. But as soon as I broke it up into little pieces, like just a word count every day, or even just writing any, like a paragraph every day, it's really just forward momentum. Every day, something written. And I could check off every day of the week that I wrote something. And it just feels great. And I feel like I accomplished something, and it keeps me motivated and excited to continue the next day. So basically, I'm saying, if you are list oriented, if you have a lot of goals and you're really frustrated or really overwhelmed with how to accomplish everything, I think this would really work for you. I think this just really puts things in clear what you need to do every week and what you want to accomplish. And you're also reminded of what you want to do. And it kind of makes it more real, especially if you write it down. I mean, a goal can live in your head, and that's good. But I feel personally like as soon as I write down a goal, and especially writing this on the dry erase board and making it more like visual and not just like hiding in my journal, which is fine too. But for me, just seeing it on this whiteboard out in the open every day, friends come over, family come over, like it is out in the open. People ask me about it, makes me talk about my goal, make it more real. It just works so much. So I had to share that with you guys. I hope that helps you. I hope this makes you accomplish all of your goals. Really, the best thing is to just break up your goals into small little pieces and work on it every week, every day. And that's it. So thank you for listening. Again, I hope this helps. And good luck on all of your goals. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.